Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בכתבי
Reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 580, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 30. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 30, page 580, Kabbalah for the Student. The Hizdakhut, the purification of the Masach to the Atzilut of the Parzuf. To understand the issue of the concatenation of the degrees by five levels, one below the other, explained above concerning the five Parzufim of Ak, as well as in all the degrees appearing in the five Parzufim of each world, of the four worlds, Abia, through Malchut of Asiya. We must thoroughly understand the issue of the Hizdakhut, purification of the Masach de Guf, implemented in each of the Parzufim of Ak, the world of Nikudim, and the world of Tikkun, the world of correction. 31. The thing is that there is no Parzuf or any degree at all that does not contain two lights, called Or Makif, surrounding light, and Or Pnimi, inner light, and we shall explain them in Adam Kadmon. The Or Makif, the surrounding light of the first Parzuf of Ak, is the light of Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. Following Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and the Masach that has been erected in Malchut, there was Zivug de Haka'a from the light of Ein Sof on that Masach, and using the Or Chozer, reflected light that the Masach raised, it redrew the upper light to the restricted world in form of 10 Sefirot of Rosh and 10 Sefirot of Guf. Yet, this extension from Ein Sof in Parzuf Ak does not fill the whole of reality as prior to the Tzimtzum. Rather, it is discerned with Erosh and Sof. From above downwards, its light stops at the point of this world, which is the concluding Malchut, as in the verse, and his feet shall stand upon the Mount of Olives, and from within outwards. For as there are 10 Sefirot, Kachab Tum, from above downwards, and Malchut concludes the Ak from below, there are also 10 Sefirot, Kachab Tum, from within outwards, called Mocha, Atzamot, Gidin, Basar, and Or. The Or, skin, is Malchut, which ends the Parzuf from the outside. In that respect, Parzuf Ak is considered a mere thin line compared to Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality. This is so because Parzuf Or, skin, ends it and limits it from all sides, from the outside, and it cannot expand and fill the entire restricted space. Thus, only a thin line remains standing in the middle of the space. And the measure of the light received in Ak, the thin line, is called Or Pnimi, inner light. The difference between the Or Pnimi, inner light in Ak, and the light of Ein Sof from before the Tzimtzum is called Or Makif, surrounding light, since it remains as Or Makif around Parzuf Ak, as it could not clothe within the Parzuf. 32. This thoroughly clarifies the meaning of Or Makif of Ak, whose immensity is immeasurable. Yet, this does not mean that Ein Sof, which fills the whole of reality, is in itself considered the Or Makif of Ak. Rather, it means that a Zivug de Haka'a was made on the Malchut of the Rosh of Ak, that Ein Sof struck the Masach, positioned there. In other words, it wished to dress in Bechina Daled, the fourth Bechina, the Ak, as prior to the Tzimtzum. But the Masach in Malchut, the Rosh Ak, struck it. This means that it detained it from spreading in Bechina Dalet and repelled it. This Or Chozer, reflected light, that emerged from the pushing of the light back, became Kelim for clothing the upper light as well. However, there is a big difference between the reception in Bechina Dalet prior to the Tzimtzum and the reception of the Or Chozer after the Tzimtzum, as now it clothes only a thin line in Rosh and Sof. This is what the Masach did through its striking on the upper light. And the measure that was rejected from Ak by the Masach, the full measure of upper light from Ein Sof that wanted to clothe in Bechina Dalet, had it not been for the Masach that halted it, became the Or Makif surrounding Ak. The reason is that there is no change or absence in the spiritual. And since the light of Ein Sof is drawn to Ak, to clothe in Bechina Dalet, it must therefore be so. Hence, even though the Masach has now detained it and repelled it, it does not negate the extension of Ein Sof. On the contrary, it sustains it, but in a different manner, through multiplication of Zivugim in the five worlds Ak and Abia, until the end of correction, when Bechina Dalet is completely corrected through them. At that time, Ein Sof will clothe in her as in the beginning. Thus, no change or absence has been affected there by the striking of the Masach in the upper light. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar. The Zivug of Ein Sof does not descend until it is given its pair. Meanwhile, that is, until that time, it is considered that this light of Ein Sof has become Or Makif, surrounding light, meaning it will clothe in it in the future. For now, it circles it and shines upon it from the outside with a certain illumination. This illumination accustoms it to expand by the right laws that will bring it to receive this Or Makif in the measure that Ein Sof was initially drawn to it.
Okay, let's wake up, please. Each one, like, put an elbow in his neighbor. Stronger than that. Even stronger. Do what I'm saying. I can't hear you. Oh, here you go. Pat each other. That's good. Now, we learned in four phases of direct light, the light comes to Bechina Dalet, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4, with the root. I draw it like that as degrees, but it's actually circles. Bechina Dalet. They're all circles, right? We can draw it like this. Root, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Bechina Dalet, which is round and in the center of all the circles. It's called that everything is accumulated and reaches it. It's fulfilled with light entirely and called Malchut, how? Malchut of Ein Sof, right, good. Filled with light, full vessel, everything's done. Great state, except for one thing. There's no creature here yet. There's a desire that the Creator created and did whatever it wanted with it. But then in that desire, what is revealed that also, Bechina Dalet develops in root 1, 2, 3, 4 of its own, and then it comes to a state called shame. And from shame to Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and she says, I'm not receiving anything anymore. not receiving. Why? Because that feeling of shame is much worse or much stronger than the feeling of pleasure. That's it. Simple calculation. There's two forces. Which force is stronger? And according to that, everything happens. After the Tzimtzum, she says, but how can I complete myself? Which the Tzimtzum isn't enough. The shame doesn't disappear. Right now, I don't feel, but I have to complete it myself. I have to be like him. The shame comes by him loving me and fulfilling me. And all I am, I stopped being the receiver. But in that, I'm not completing the shame. I must reach pure, full bestowal in my entire desire, no matter what. How do I do it? In receiving in order to bestow. Meaning, after the Tzimtzum, that empty Malchut, again, develops onward. Meaning, after every small decision, every renewing, I see that part of you guys aren't listening. We study Pticha once every few years. Will it be lacking? Yes. After the Tzimtzum, again, there's like a revision. She checks everything that she has, and then again she reaches root 1, 2, 3, 4 in a decision by the Masach specifically, meaning by that action that I'll invert myself in order to bestow, then by receiving because he's bestowing, meaning what happens here? Malchut, after the Tzimtzum, starts feeling more. Every action, she feels another change in the Creator. Without that difference, she can't feel the difference inside herself. Because where does she have a feeling of self? By feeling the Creator. And by comparing. So she starts feeling the upper one behind that Tzimtzum because she's not dealing with her own desire to receive anymore. She restricted it. And then she has the ability, the opportunity to feel the others, to feel the Creator. And she starts feeling him and she discovers in him the love, the relation towards her. Not that he just gives. Meaning, Tzimtzum Aleph was what? I didn't want to receive. Meaning, that's towards, well, let's say, the pleasures, food, or whatever, fulfillment. The Masach doesn't work against fulfillment. After I did the Tzimtzum, I check who is he, what is he, and I discover a feeling in him towards me. Not that he just brought me all kinds of pleasures like an automatic thing that just sends out meals. But that after the Tzimtzum, root 1, 2, 3, 4, the sermons that go by, Malchut discovers he loves. He's doing it because of his love. So I have to return love. I can only do that by changing my desire. She's integrated with his deficiency of the giver and starts working on that. And then she reaches the matter of the Masach. And that's not simple. I'm not just talking about this for nothing. It's something very complicated. It's not just return it and that's it. There's a lot of discernments. It's the Masach. It's very thick. It's it comes from this world, from this point of this world till the world of Ein Sof. All the 125 degrees is a Masach that we build. That's its thickness. So, where does it come from that you always feel the giver even more and integrated with his love from his good and benevolent. And over that, we try and put the masach on again. That is what Malchut starts from after the first restriction. From all her fulfillment. And from all her emptiness after the Tzimtzum Aleph, from those two states, she can start feeling the Creator. Meaning, what does it mean? She overcomes her emptiness. She's willing to be empty. That's why she can overcome it and feel Him. Meaning, not feeling what's happening in my vessels, that my stomach is empty, right? That I, upon this empty stomach, imagine this, that you really want to eat, and it's just taking all your thought away. That's the only thing in your mind right now. You can't hear anything. That happened to you in life, right? Good. Then, now, I'm overcoming that desire. And in my desire to feel the giver. Because the tzimtzum I did, that's it. It allows me, in my force of overcoming, even though I'm empty, to integrate with the giver, to feel his desire more than mine. And that's already the beginning of creating the masach, formulating the masach. That upon my deficiency, as much as I prefer being in him. So again, there's a development of Dalet Bchinot, and another Havaya, and another Havaya. Every little stage has four discernments in it. And that's how she reaches that decision. I, in order to, she integrates with the deficiency of the Creator, understands that His deficiency is to bestow to her, and then she understands as much as the Tzimtzum is supposedly the worst thing, as it says, and how she can, along with that, to be in bestowal. By receiving in order to bestow. Meaning that specifically the Tzimtzum and the emptiness helps her, but integrating with the deficiency of the giver, that will give her the powers. Where is she getting those powers of overcoming from? From feeling the love of the Creator towards her. And then it helps her ascend, and she builds the masach. There's a lot of internal actions. And then Malchut performs a Zivug Daka. What does that mean? Why is it called Zivug Daka? That you reach Zivug, the coupling, by Haka, by the striking. You're striking the desire to receive, and the coupling is above it. In a higher discernment than the desire to receive, meaning in order to bestow. If there's an action in order to bestow from the lower one, so to that measure, it reaches zivuk with the upper one, unity with the upper one. And then, according to that size of unity, he can decide that all of this receiving is just giving that bestow to the upper one. Meaning, in what thought, in what clothing, I'm receiving something from the upper one. He's giving me something very tasty, very. How can I receive it? How do I receive it? I receive it only by a feeling as much as he's enjoying that I'm enjoying. Meaning I'm living in him in that moment that I'm enjoying myself. For us, without a masach, if we think about him, I don't feel any taste in that. Try and do exercises like that. If I'm really thinking about bestowal, I can eat a piece of wood or steak or fish or wine or ice cream, or it doesn't matter. It'll be like weed. If I'm really thinking about something, somebody, and not on myself, try it. You'll see. The flavor just disappears. I did these exercises, and I know. Now, but above that, you are getting the feeling of the bestower, that all the pleasure in the vessel isn't from that small light that was there in Malchut Avin Sof. It was Nefesh de Nefesh. Here, we're receiving Neran Chai. What does that mean? It's the feeling as much as I, in the pleasure that I'm receiving, and I am receiving pleasure, and I feel that pleasure, but in clothing, in order to bestow. It is already in me, let's say, 620 times bigger than what I could. I calculated as much as I could have done in a way that I'm in unity with the giver, with the creator. I felt that I can't receive more than a little bit, which is the toch of the partsuf, and that's where I received it. Why is it a little bit? Why not like before? Why not receiving everything in order to be so? Because the pleasure is so big. It's for me enjoying myself that I'm giving to him. It's not just that same plate with the food on it, that all kinds of flavors are in there. Let's say five flavors. It's not the same thing. But along with that plate, there's the greatness of the giver, that feeling of love and unity between us. As much as we sit in some coffee shop or restaurant, we're not only enjoying the plate, but the main thing is the connection with the person that I'm with, that I'm eating with. That's why the vessel is very limited. Very. Because in the partsuf, there's a feeling of dvikut with the giver. That's why I can receive a bit. And the rest of the lights aren't in the vessel, and they're called the surrounding lights. Those surrounding lights are pressing. Why? Because it's pleasure to me, it's 100% unconditional love. And my ability to receive that pleasure from him through his love, meaning I'll receive both, also the pleasure and also the love. And my ability to do it is really minute. So how do I do it? A thin line as opposed to an infinite circle. So it turns out that the moment I finished receiving that first portion from him, and the dvikut and everything, I feel that dvikut is very small. In that, I can't reach anything like implementing that intention I wanted before, receive in order to bestow, be like him, and so on. I see nothing's worth it. I see that in this way, I can't reach the goal of creation. Really, to dvikut. And then the kli can't stand at the tabul, meaning the end of the receiving, but is purified. That action is supposedly, on his behalf, is a failure. And then here he turns the masach as it descended from Peh, received, 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 all of the pleasures, the five pleasures, Neran Chai, now it starts purifying from Tabu up to the Peh, and remains empty. But in spirituality, there is no lack. All of these states remain. That's why that portion he received, even if it's tiny, it's still there. He already received it in order to bestow. And that portion in on that plate that he received, according to his decision, that this is what he can choose according to quality and quantity, what he ate, that is called Galgalta. Okay? There's a lot, of course, of feelings and calculations, but the rest you can add. You can't go over every little detail here. Through you starting to think about it, even in wrong directions, it'll build you from inside. It gives you such a, like a, you're dissecting it and rubbing against it, and it's turning those wheels in your brain. Yes.
We jumped a little in the material, so can we go back to... What's the difference between the four phases of direct light and the four phases in Bechina Dalet itself?
The four phases of direct light is the light implementing the actions on the desire to receive that he has created existence from absence. And in Bechina Dalet is developing inside herself in four discernments where she feels what she is, what herself, she attains herself. Dalet Bechinot of direct light are in changing the desire, and Dalet Bechinot, that is in Bechina Dalet, it's not changing the desire, it's self-attainment of Bechina Dalet. That in that she can understand who she received the light from. In root 1, 2, 3, that are prior to Bechina Dalet, and that's why she receives from them, and through them she can attain the emanator. That's the four Bechinot and Bechina Dalet.
Can you say specifically what is Aleph of Or Yashar compared to Aleph of Bechina Dalet?
Yeah, Aleph in Bechina Dalet, she attains that she is made from Aleph of Or Yashar.
And what's the difference in the desire?
The entire Bechina Dalet is a complete desire, and that's why root 1, 2, 3, 4 in Bechina Dalet, it's all the degrees of the desire. And before Bechina Dalet, root 1, 2, 3, it's just qualities and not desires. Qualities. Chokhmah, Binah, it's still not a desire.
And that desire is the will to enjoy from how the Creator treats the creature?
Only in Bechina Dalet.
So what is Chokhmah of the desire to enjoy how the Creator treats you?
You think about that, and we're going to the next part. Yes, please.
No,
next lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson. Now, before we do, let's sing a song together. והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אמיתית אם
אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בחזומים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית